And my next guest has arrived. It's a very good afternoon to a regular visitor here at Keep 106. It's Pastor Mark Tock. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, Andy.
And you're looking very summery over there today.
Well, it's very hot, isn't it? So it's good to be able to get the shorts on.
I'm just going to move your...
There we go.
That's better.
That's a bit better.
Yeah, we're a little bit too relaxed in here. So give us an update. What's been happening over at the Storehouse Church?
Oh, wow. We've got Messy Church running. We had one just before the summer holiday started, which was great. We've got another one coming up on the 12th of September, which is growing in numbers, which has been really good.
In case anybody's not heard before, give us a rundown. What's the Messy Church about?
So Messy Church is family food fun, kind of all types of church activities, and there's a clue in the name. It's a bit messy, so there's paints and lots of other bits and pieces that kind of happen and get you all active and kind of interactive in kind of lots of different activities. So it's all good fun.
In all this nice weather, have you had any special activities going on?
So we have a church joining us in a couple of weeks. So I've been over to preach at a church in Wincanton. It's another church in our denomination, Assemblies of God. And they are coming over to join us on a Sunday morning. And then afterwards, if the weather's nice, which I think it still will be, we're all going to go to the beach afterwards and have just a time of fellowship and a picnic and maybe go and get some fish and chips and an ice cream. So that's the plan.
Sounds nice. Fish and chips and an ice cream.
Yeah, we'll push the boat out and try and do both. So
you know how to live it up. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And of course you've got the
community larder, coffee morning. Yeah, so that is running all throughout the summer, Tuesdays and Thursdays 10 till 12, and we're hoping to be getting some food hopefully from the new M&S store that's opened up. So we're just inquiring, got some contacts there hopefully that will pay off, that we'll be able to get some food for the larder and for the tea and coffee morning on a regular basis. So that'll be really good.
This is the new M&S in Weymouth, isn't it?
It's amazing.
You've been there, have you?
I've been quite a few times. I think I went 3 times in the first week that it opened. We love it. It's very good. So
it's got your seal of approval.
Yes, I do like an M&S food hall. So and it has quite a very good range of food now in the new M&S hall. So other supermarkets are available.
You have other supermarkets, don't you?
Yeah, donate. So we have a regular help and support from Lidl's. We collect the bread from the bakery on a Monday evening and a Wednesday evening, ready for our tea and coffee morning on a Tuesday and a Thursday. With the whole idea, really, we don't want to see food wastage. So rather than that baked stuff be thrown away in the bin, we get to then use it and use it in our tea and coffee morning. And then we have the basket at the front of the Lidl store as you pay, for people to drop off donations. So we pick up from them on a regular basis as well. We have other supermarkets. So Sainsbury's in Weymouth have helped us for a long time. And Little Sainsbury's up the road from us here as well. They help as well. So it's trying to build up those relationships with supermarkets and regular people, people that come in and give donations or cash donations to help us go and do a food shop, because it's not just Dorchester we cover Winterbourne, Abbas, and we cover Crossways into food larders that are there as well. So help and support goes a long way. I think we did again last year around 11 tons of food. So for the last 3 years we've done over 33 tons of food donations. So it's just an incredible way to bless the community, to help, to be practical, to share the love of God in a practical, simple way. So
that's an incredible amount. 33 tons, you're getting on towards, you know, filling up one of those Arctic lorries.
Absolutely. It's quite incredible when we think about how it started back at lockdown, with just the food provision, food parcels to people to help and support during the trouble and going through furlough and all of that kind of stuff, and where it is now, to how it's progressed from there to what it is now, and just the continual use. And it's an amazing team of volunteers. Like I said, I'm on holiday the next couple of weeks, but we've got a team of volunteers that are just running the tea and coffee morning, the food larder, every Tuesday, every Thursday. It's just incredible.
Mm. And those baskets that customers can donate food items into, do you find they're very generous, the customers?
Yes and no, depending on where and how and when, and understanding the times that we're in as well. For some people, we know it's tough for people, so some people have the extra income to be able to drop a little bit in. Others have struggled a bit, and it's hit and miss. You get some incredible weeks where you get lots of donations, or we can get lots of kind of the broken products. So stuff that would come in on a pallet gets bashed, they can't put it on the shelf, but we can put it on our shelf, so we'll get some of those bits and pieces. We are, after obviously we go back to school in September, there'll be kind of the next round of kind of harvest festival services and collection. So we do normally get some great support from the local middle schools, particularly for that. So that really then pumps up the food ready for Christmas. That's a real good drive for us in the kind of autumn, taking us into the winter. So, yeah.
And does the demand sort of stay the same this time of year?
Sometimes it increases. I think with the weather, is particularly, especially like this, I mean, drinks are a big one, and squash and bottles of water, when it's so hot. And obviously, you don't really want to be eating soup in this weather, do you? Want to be eating this other stuff. So it's trying to find the best bits and pieces that we can, and the items that we get. And we have an amazing lady at church currently who's been donating money so I can go and do a food shop every month. So that really does help, because I can then pick up the little bits and pieces that we don't get, because we're all donation based. So if somebody gives us a pallet full of baked beans, we say thank you very much, but we need to then get other bits and pieces to go to make a meal. So when the money comes in, I can then go and buy some things from the shops to kind of make up the difference, and also help people and educate people what to eat, healthier meals, making the right choices. And so that's lots of other stuff that we're doing as well. So it goes a long way. So it helps.
Absolutely. And can you tell us where you're going to go on your holes?
Yeah, going to the New Forest. So we're going to house sit for my wife's sister and her family who are going away. So they've got some chickens that need looking after. And so we're going to look after the chickens and use their house as a bit of a base, and head off to Poulton's Park for a couple of days, off to Marwell Zoo. So try and explore the New Forest, the bits that haven't been burnt. So, so we'll go and see what's going on there.
You know, hopefully they'll sort all that out fairly soon.
It's just crazy. Just think that one van lorry catching fire and the damage that's caused, because it's so hot and the ground is so tender. It's just it's horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah. I had a chap from the fire service on the phone interview last week, and we were talking about just a week ago how many fires start at the roadside. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah.
It's crazy. The amount of times you go past a vehicle and it's on fire, and you just think all it has to do is catch fire the other side of that barrier, and that's exactly essentially what's happened. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. So you'll enjoy Poulton's Park.
Poulton's Park, yeah. So my boys are adrenaline junkies like me when I was a little boy their age, and and my youngest son is now at the height where he can go on all the big rides. So for the first 2 days of the holidays, we went to Alton Towers as a family. My mum and my brother joined us, and we did the first time I went on all the big rides, and some big rides I've never been on with my youngest boy, which was a great thing to do. But yeah, Poulton's Park, looking forward to that. Some new rides to try. And the benefit of Poulton's Park is that the rides are, the queues aren't as long as the big major attractions. So we'll have fun queuing up. And
the teacup ride, that's a good one.
Yeah, so it depends, like, so different people I was talking, because I've been talking about all of, like, each week of the summer holidays we've had, like, either theme park or an amusement park we've gone to visit, and having conversations with people about some of the rides that they can do and they can't do, and finding a lot of ones that spin round, people can't cope with the spinny round ones. Yeah. So
I think that's the thing about when you get older as well. I don't like going upside down.
My eldest doesn't like going upside down. He might it's going fast and going round. He's not a fan of going upside down. But yeah I love them, and I go on all the rides that I can. So it's good fun.
I can remember going one of those horrible roller coasters. I do like a roller coaster, but not looping the loop.
Okay.
In Spain, I got conned into going there on it with my son. I was poorly for the rest. I don't know how many times we looped the loop. It was a lot.
We tried Smiler for the first time, and that has 14 inversions, and that's a very special ride. It's very good, so I enjoyed that. But yeah, my youngest Joel is an absolute adrenaline junkie, loves all the rides, and looking forward to going to Portland's Park in a couple of days' time.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you again soon. We'll probably be a bit cooler the next time we see.
Well, hopefully. It'll probably be in the autumn, and we'll be moaning that, like you say, it'll be a bit cooler and a bit colder, and where's that warmth gone? So we're a fickle bunch, aren't we?
We are.
We can't be happy. So.
Okay. Well, thanks for today, Mike.
Thank you, Andy. Bless you, mate.